This is JIS News. Coming up, Energy Minister in negotiations for further oil and gas exploration. Road facilities involving motorcyclists increase by over 100% and government moves to add reggae to UNESCO Cultural Heritage List. The details after the break.
We help you get there.
Are you a small business owner? You work hard and you want to build your business to earn more? Well, the Development Bank of Jamaica will help you with the money you need to get there. With a business loan or a partial loan guarantee, contact your financial institution and ask how.
The Development Bank of Jamaica.
We help you get there.
Now the news. Energy Minister Philip Paulwell says the ministry is in the final stages of negotiation with a major oil and gas company to explore another section of the island to determine the potential for commercial oil and gas. Mr. Paulwell says negotiations are scheduled to end in March, at which point a license will be granted for exploration of the southeast section of the island.
Energy is such a major component in the cost of doing business and the cost of living. And to take steps to address that, then we wouldn't have a future as an economy going forward. And so the focus has been to ensure that there is energy security.
The minister was speaking with JIS News on the first day of the two-day Future of Energy in the Caribbean Conference being held at the Jamaica Pegasus from February 8 to 9. There has been a more than 100% increase in the number of motorcyclists killed in road crashes since the start of this year. The Transportation Ministry says the number of motorcyclists killed so far this year stands at 21 in contrast to 9 for the same period last year. Director of the Road Safety Unit, Canute Hare, says too many motorcyclists are operating their motorbikes in a reckless and dangerous manner.
The lack of usage of protective helmets is a predominant factor as it relates to how motorcyclists operate across this country. Yes, we have a road traffic law, but they have played scant regards for it. And even in cases where the police try to stop them, they want to engage the police in speeding maneuvers.
Mr. Hare says of the 21 motorcyclists killed since the start of the year, 20 were without helmets. He's encouraging motorcyclists to wear protective helmets, high-visibility clothing, and ride on the left side of the road. 40 persons have died in motor vehicle crashes in 39 days so far this year. The Ministry of Youth and Culture is moving to have reggae music inscribed to the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization UNESCO's representative list of intangible cultural heritage of humanity. Principal Director of the Culture and Creative Industries Policy Division, Dr. Janice Lindsay, says the relevant documents are being prepared for submission in 2017.
The global appeal of reggae is in part the reason we need to have reggae inscribed. We have so far had one meeting and we hope to submit the dossier in March 2017.
Dr. Lindsay also pointed to the need to protect the distinctive history of reggae as part of the country's intangible heritage for the sake of future generations. If inscribed to the representative list of the intangible cultural heritage of humanity, reggae will join 314 other global cultural elements. And a tree planting project has been launched at the Orange Hill Primary School in Stonehenge, South St. James. Agriculture Minister Derek Hellier says the project is essential to enhancing the quality of life of residents.
The community of Orange Hill has been selected to participate in this very important project for national development. The community will benefit from the upgrading of the John Common Road, the upgrading of the Orange Hill Playfield, the establishment of a nursery to produce seedlings for the tree planting program, and the planting of trees all over the community.
The initiative, spearheaded by the Sugar Company of Jamaica Holdings Limited through its National Navel String Project, is expected to support and promote interventions that encourage the engagement of youth clubs, civic organizations, and communities in planting 1 million trees over the next 4 years across Jamaica. That was JIS News. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.